would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This again is the automatically deleted husband. You might have noticed. I'm not giving up on you. And it's been very hard. I listened yet again to the voicemail of 2 days ago. And is that scary? Is it that scary to love at that depth? You know, I really wonder. I really wonder, now that I think about it, I really wonder, you know, because I remember it was hard to get an answer, but there seemed to be, some years ago, tension about bringing Isaac into the family. And, you know, I remember that night I sat down with Julia and Isaac at the Asahi restaurant in Greensboro. Isaac showed himself to be a man. And I was encouraged by that. Because he was honest with me. And I respect him for that. And we could talk frankly. Jim Cross doesn't want to do that. And from what I understand, I don't know this for certain, but I get indirect evidence that he seemed to be wanting to reject Isaac. Isaac's my son-in-law, and I accept him wholeheartedly. And, you know, I wonder about Jack. When there was some interaction with Jim Cross about Jack, there was this, my recollection, a sense of kind of, well, yeah, we kind of isolate him and distance him because of his issues. You know, I'm very straightforward. I mean, again, the voicemail of 2 days ago. One of the things that I find so vital is struggling to know Christ. Not to know people who tell you about Christ, but to know Christ. And there's a joy in that that I don't think few experience. Because I think people are shroud themselves with the institution, their protector, not the Lord. And it concerns me. Because as I think about the statement I made about the difference between Jack Cross and Jim Cross, Jack Cross is directly mentioned in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Jim Cross isn't, at least, you know, assumedly. I mean, not in the overt sense. And my hope is Jack Cross is also mentioned in verse 11. And since it seems that Jim Cross is not in 9 and 10, he's not going to be in 11. It concerns me. I want to call both these men brothers as a in a shared desire, a shared hope of a shared Lord. So, to Jack Cross and Jim Cross, my name is John Kozlowski. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, not of an institution, but the Creator who entered His creation to redeem His elect. If you are also, let's celebrate that together, please. And Dorothy Jane, I love you.